Florida officials say the two women in this store surveillance video only look like innocent shoppers. In fact, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the women were part of one of the most sophisticated shoplifting and reselling rings in the country.
We estimate that they have stolen someplace between $60 and $100 million worth of products.
Investigators say at least 18 people were involved in a five-year scheme that targeted Florida convenience stores. Judd says all were related to each other in some way, with members operating in teams of lookouts and grabbers that could hit as many as eight stores in one day.
In less than 3 minutes, could walk out with as much as $4,000, $4,500 worth of merchandise.
But it wasn't until authorities discovered this warehouse that they realized the size of the alleged theft ring. Inside were thousands of items, from health and beauty aids to over-the-counter drugs. Michelle Schaefer was stunned to learn a major theft ring was operating in her neighborhood.
That's just incredible. You would think you'd see people coming and going all the time, but you don't.
Investigators say the stolen goods were sold on internet websites and on eBay, sometimes with free shipping. Joseph LaRocca is a loss prevention expert for the National Retailers Federation.
This is not little Johnny stealing a pack of bubble gum in a store or a woman stealing a single shirt. These groups are very organized and very sophisticated, and they're stealing merchandise to resell it and make a lot of money.
LaRocca says the internet has created a worldwide marketplace for criminals. In the past, LaRocca says money from similar operations have been used to fund street gangs and, in some cases, terror cells in the Middle East. Millar Sega, VOA News.